And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Offboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Mexa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the Marty 1090 studios with the president of the Federation of Fly Fishers Southwest Council, Michael Schweit. Going to be a great show talking fishing. Fly fishing, all kinds of fishing. You stay tuned. Southern California's sport fishing voice is Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. The summer fishing season this year was nothing short of incredible, and everyone I talked to is expecting continued success well into the fall season. Your San Diego County Ford dealers are having a remarkable summer too, with no sign of slowing down. They continue to hook people up with a great selection of models that offer outstanding MPG and advanced technology, like the fun-to-drive Focus and the popular Fusion, available as a hybrid or a plug-in hybrid. Ford also has an impressive list of SUVs, like Escape, Edge, Explorer, and Expedition. Well, no matter what you need, Ford has an SUV for you. And for serious fishermen that have boats to haul and gear to move, you can't beat the Ford F-150. It's not only stronger than ever, it's 700 pounds lighter, so it's faster and more efficient. Bottom line, Ford cars and trucks and SUVs are built for San Diego. Stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
My angler H2O. Like the mighty flounder, I will keep one eye on the pole and the other watching for rogue waves. I'll save water by taking shorter showers and enthusiastically celebrate Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Aye.
I will chat up the locals before launching in unfamiliar waters. And I will always, always wear my life jacket.
What's your H2O? Tell us at BoatCalifornia.com. The California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways reminds you to wear it, California.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer Resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest. The new Shimano Torium HG is here, and you'll be able to experience this fantastic reel now at your local Shimano dealer. The new Torium is up to 30% smaller than the previous generation, but still has the same line capacity. The smaller S compact body design and one-piece die-cast aluminum frame provides more rigidity and lighter weight. Torium now has EI surface treatment and has tested up to 700 times the corrosion resistance of past models. The new Shimano Torium HG is not only better on the outside, the inside is amazing. With a cross-carbon drag providing up to 24 pounds of drag pressure from a star drag reel, it has a sealed roller clutch and 6.2 to 1 brass gears. The machined aluminum handle has a larger knob to make it easy to crank in the big fish. The new lightweight aluminum spool gives you better casting and control. Available in three sizes, the Torium HG is the next evolution in compact, rigid, and powerful saltwater star drag reels. Get it now at your local Shimano dealers.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. This is going to be a fun show today, man.
Indeed. Talk and fly with the president of the Southwest Council Federation of Fly Fishers, Michael Schweit. Good morning, Michael.
Michael.
Good morning.
Great to have you in the studio. A lot going on for conventional as well as fly guys this
tons,
year, right?
Tons.
A lot of fish to catch, and that means a really prolific season for fly fishing.
Yep.
Guys that like to catch the fly. A lot of guys like I've throw a fly rod on the boat and, you know, you want to kind of really have some fun, you throw it in there and these tuna will eat it. The Dorado will eat it. The yellowtail will eat it, right?
I love it. It's been really, really good.
Yeah. So let's talk about the Federation first.
Okay.
What is the Federation of Fly Fishers?
So the Federation of Fly Fishers, and I'll make it easy on you. You can just call it the Southwest Council IFFF. It'll make it a little bit easier than that whole long name that we went through before. We're the largest nonprofit in the world. Our parent group that teaches fly fishing anywhere around the world in the United States through clubs, through different events that are going on. What we do here, the Southwest Council is representing, our council represents all the fly fishing clubs from, our area just expanded a little bit. We're from Carson City to San Luis Obispo down to San Diego and out to Las Vegas, and there's like 25 clubs in that area, and they all are different kind of clubs. Some are saltwater clubs, some are freshwater, they're teaching fishing, some are more into casting, it's just all kinds of stuff. So we teach fly fishing, that's basically the whole thing that we do.
And you share your passion with people that have never fly fishing
before. Yeah, no, I'm always trying to. To me, it's fly fishing is just, I think we've talked about before, it's another tool. It's another way. It's never something they were saying to somebody, oh, you need to give up the conventional gear or anything like that. It's just, it's another thing.
It's another tool.
When I learned to fly fish, you know, part of the reason that I learned was I had gone to a lake up in the Mammoth area, and we came back with like a bunch of 6-inch brookies because we were fishing, you know, lures and bait, and you were bleeding them, and we're like, oh, we got to kill these fish. And the guy at the next campsite goes, well, why don't you try fly fishing? I'm like, well, why would I do that? He goes, well, you just hook him in the lip and you can let him go. Let him go?
What a thought.
And just like, well, I should try that. And it has been like, wow, this kind of works. And you can keep fish once in a while. You can let them go.
Yeah, either way.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and fly fishing, especially for trout, can be way more effective.
Yes.
There's no question about
it. I never had a 100-fish day until I took up fly fishing.
Still fly fishing. Yeah. Yeah. Cool. Yeah, there's no question about it. So then the cool thing about fly fishing is it's kind of mano-a-mano. It's like you're one-on-one with the fish,
yes.
Right?
Yes,
you're not. You're using something maybe you tied yourself.
Yep. You have that satisfaction of doing that.
And trying to figure out what they want and how they want the presentation.
It's more of a hunting thing, especially, I mean, there are situations where you're blind fishing, like any kind of fishing, but there's other times that you see a fish and you're like, okay, that fish is feeding. And this can happen in the surf. Corbina fishing, real good example. That you're out there in the morning and they're coming up on the waves and they're on, you guys seen them. I mean, their backs are out of the water. You're on your hands and knees. You're feeding that fish. You've got to see that fish. It's not just throwing it out there.
Yeah.
So
I think that one of the best ways to get hooked on fly fishing in Southern California is going to surf.
I think so, too.
Yeah. It's pretty, because it's, you can catch a lot of fish.
Yeah. No, it can
like
be really
first
good.
First time out.
If you get into the surf perch, and again, it's the same thing of teaching, you know, how to get out there and not, you know, get doused by waves and everything. But if you find the right beach and you learn to not stand in one spot and keep casting to different areas, yeah, you get into a pot of surf perch. It's like one fish after another, and it's fun.
And then you hook your first corbina and watch out.
Oh, the
right?
first time hooked. You,
yeah,
or the first time you hook a, you know, even a small shark, you're like, oh my god.
Yeah, fun. Now, the big event coming up is for the Southwest Council's in one of my favorite places, Bishop, California, right at the base of the Sierra.
And in the fall.
And in the fall, which is a beautiful time of the year. Tell us about the fair.
So the fair is October 16th through the 18th. And the fair is, this is our fourth year. So it's geared towards pretty much anything. It's obviously fly fishing, but everything is there that if you've never fly fished at all, we have introductory classes that people can come in with a fishing license. That's all you really need if you're over 16. We've got all the gear, and we're going to teach you how to cast. We're going to teach you about flies. And we're going to take you fishing. It's not just going to be like sitting on the lawn and doing some casting and then, okay, you're done. We're going to take everybody out fishing. And then if you're an experienced angler or you're learning more about fly fishing or you've been doing it for a little while, we've got classes on making that cast a little farther, a little more accurate. And then, like you were saying about creating your own flies, we've got some of the best fly tires in the world that are up there teaching classes and doing free demos that are showing you, you know, here's how you do these techniques to create these flies.
Wow. Pretty, so
it's,
pretty
it's,
neat
it's,
stuff.
Cool. It's 3 days of fly porn for us.
Yeah. So, and when is the event?
October 16th through the 18th.
16th through the
18th. So it's a Friday, Saturday,
and
Sunday.
And there's a great website for the fair, right?
Southwest SWC-FFF.org/fair.
Okay.
And if you right now, if you Google, you know, fly fishing fair, we're going to be the only one that's going to show up.
Fly fishing fair. Yeah. Just Google that, and it'll come up. It's a great event, and all the clubs that you talked about kind of come together for this.
We get a lot of people that have never fly fished. It's been interesting. We've been every year running about 25 to 30% of people that have never fly fished that have heard about the event somewhere, and they're like, and especially from the locals up in the Eastern Sierras, we get a lot of people there that come up. And so the clubs are teaching. We have individuals teaching. So, yeah, it's a complete mix. That's what I have to say. They're from San Diego to the Bay Area. We've got some people that are registered already. They're from Washington. So.
Yeah. So the first time I fly fish, Marty took me to the San Diego Fly Fishers, and we went to Lake Morena.
Yeah.
And he says, you want to learn to fly fish? I said, yeah. So it was, I forget, it was Saturday morning or Sunday morning after the show, went down there. And
at Morena or Murray?
Not Marina. Murray's up in the mountain.
Yeah.
Murray is down in La Mesa. Yeah, it's right there. Thanks for correcting.
Well, only because I've done it too, and it's awesome.
Yeah. And plus, you're an East County guy too, so you know anything. For me, anything east of I-5 is kind of like the East Coast. So
gotcha.
I'm kind of
you and Ryan.
I'm kind of mixed up.
Sure. That's why you're so poor with directions. I got it. It's all good. No worries.
Exactly.
They invented GPS right now.
Sure.
Exactly. So Murray, thank you very much, because you did it with Marty too.
It's awesome.
Yeah. And those guys, it's all free. You don't need to bring a thing. You just walk up. I don't think you even need a fishing license, do you? Or probably do.
I think you do, because and we've actually had guys get popped, and it depends on your warden that says, okay, I understand you're just doing this as a lesson. There's yarn on the end, and there's others that are like, no, you're fishing, and here's your ticket. So, yeah, you want to have a license.
That would be the weakest thing I've ever seen in my life.
You have no hook, and you have a piece of yarn. I think you could go to a judge on that.
I think you can too. I only know of one guy who actually got a ticket. I don't know what the outcome is. But no,
bring your fishing license just to avoid.
Yeah, but you know, but San Diego Fly Fishers has been doing that at Lake Murray for a long time.
Yeah.
That's their big thing.
It's a really cool thing.
And I always want to emphasize to people, because we get this, we're at the Fred Hall show all the time, you know, and we got the casting ponds there. And people are like, when they come by our booth, we go, hey, let's show you about fly fishing. They're, oh, it's too hard. And it's like, look. You should see me dribble a basketball. I can't do that.
Yeah.
Okay, but I can throw a fly over 100 feet. It's just, it's one of the things that's not hard to learn. Come on over, I'm going to show you. It is easy. It is a really easy thing.
Yeah. People are very intimidated by fly fishermen, and I'm going to say this because we've talked about this before. It's fly fishermen's fault that they do that because they portray this elite kind of, I'm better than you kind of
attitude. Well, it's interesting. You say that because I personally don't see that anymore, but I saw that because I've been fly fishing for 30 years. And when I first got into it, yes, there was a tremendous amount of that. But now it's almost like that urban legend. Yeah. Oh, it's harder. You guys, it's like, nah, it's like, we still think that way, but no, there's nobody doing that anymore.
I agree with you. Guys like you, the clubs, the Southwest Council, have done a very good job of kind of beating down that image of the guy that's like, you know, the perfect Orvis dressed, you know,
everything
online from Orvis and
wool patch vest.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, wait, I'm only using a wool patch. I'm not going to use synthetic.
Yeah.
Now, there's a ton that's changed. Even the cost has changed. You know, when I first got into it, it was intimidating cost-wise. But because you've got local manufacturers that have really cut the cost down. There's certainly imports out there. But now there's outfits that for $150 you get a rod, reel, and line. And they're decent. They're not the best in the world, but if you needed to go learn and then fish for trout or even surf perch with these rods, you'd be fine.
$150 for everything.
Everything.
Line, reel, the whole deal.
You're done.
What's the key? Let's talk about fly fishing equipment. What is the key component to fly fishing? What's the most, if you were going to invest the most money, where do you want to go with that?
But I have to split that question. If you're doing freshwater, for the most part, it's the rod. Definitely the rod, because you're looking at that you want something that's easy to work with all day because you're doing a lot more casting.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, the reel is a line storage device
okay.
for the most part. You know, yeah, if you're up on crowley and you're getting some of these 25-inch fish, they're going to run and you're going to be happy that you got a little bit of a drag. Doesn't make that much difference. If you're down here, like the trip that we have going out next week for tuna and yellowtail and Dorado, yeah, you want the rod, but you definitely need a good reel that's got a good drag on it that's going to be able to handle the fish that's just blistering line off the reel.
Yeah.
So there's kind of a split there.
Talk to us about the trip that you're doing on the Fortune with Captain Bruce Smith, one of the premier fly fishing guys.
Wait till you guys hear about this. This sounds so cool to me.
So this came about, this started, I think, back in, like, 1998. We did this on the Apollo originally, and now we do the Apollo and with Bruce. And we go with limited load. We go with, like, 16 people. And the goal is always to split it, that we have 8 fly guys and 8 conventional guys. And the nice thing about it is, A, it brings the cost down because we know how much these things can run, so you know, doing it that way. But so the routine that we do is the fly guys have the priority. When we're pulling up on a kelp paddy, it's flies in the water first on the slide. Actually, Bruce takes it out of gear because we are fishing IGFA in case we are getting for some of the world records that are out there. He takes it out of gear. We'll do a roll cast, get the fly out there. And there's usually only 3 guys doing this at a time.
Then
we rotate that in the stern. The bait guys are out of the water at this point. They're standing behind the bait tank. They're at the bait tank ready to go, and they're giving us a load up to this point, very good-natured about, come on, get those flies out of the water, let some real guys get in there kind of thing. But we hook fish at that point or we don't. And if there's a jig strike, we're always trolling. So if we get a jig strike, we've had the 3 fly guys that are ready to do a roll cast and dump the lines in the water. That's the scenario. So we're back there. Now the boat's stopped moving. We're hooked up or we're not hooked up. We move to the side of the boat where the boats are drifting sideways, and we're doing a deep soak off the side where we're peeling off line and putting out 100, 150 feet of line. When it gets straight, you're stripping it back like fishing a streamer, like fishing iron, except the difference is using your hand. And we just drop the line in the water at the side of the boat. And we've had 8 guys doing this where we're all dropping line in the water and nobody's getting tangled. You get bit. You got to clear that line that's ripping off the water at light speed.
So rad.
But the bait guys at this point, when we moved off the stern, they've now got a 65-foot sport fisher with 8 guys in the stern.
They have those stern all the time.
And they're like, you know, you guys can come along anytime you want. We like you fly guys.
And it's a symbiotic relationship because they're putting bait in the water, attracting the fish.
And they're holding, and they hold the fish because when they hook fish, you know what it's like, you know, that you lose some of your school when you break them off. Well, if they're holding fish, then the fish stay around longer. And Bruce said that to me last year. He said, I really like this. He said, I see that you guys in doing this hybrid kind of thing seem to hold the fish more than 100% fly. I haven't gone 100% fly. I have to say that in their defense of doing
this makes a lot more sense.
It's just different.
Sure.
With the 100% fly, what the guys are doing is they're using stripping baskets that you wear around your waist to keep the line in, and they're actually doing long casts off the corner, and then you move over, and then the next guy comes in. But you have a limit as to how many you could do with that.
Sure. So you're not wearing stripping baskets
on
this?
No.
Wow.
What we do at the stern is we have a bucket or basically a bucket, and we drop the line in there.
In the bucket.
Yeah, from fishing the slide. But after that, at the side of the boat, we're dropping the line in the water.
Yeah.
So the only thing about dropping the line in the water that's bad is we try to encourage people that there's a bathroom on the boat, and we appreciate them using the leeward side of the bathroom instead of the windward side.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I got that fine.
Yeah, got that one. So let's talk about, now, you said reel and line are very important in saltwater fishing, okay? And in my experience, the line is what gets me confused. Is okay, so what's the setup? What are you taking on the Fortune on Tuesday?
Okay, I'm an old-fashioned guy, so this could get confusing. I use basically what's called lead core, you know, and now they have lead core that's, you know, LC or T8 and LC13s and 14s, which are grams per foot.
Yeah.
But basically, I'm using 30 feet of a sinking line, and they're in different weights. And behind that, I've got Slick Shooter, which is a brand that's a running line. It's a monofilament that has no memory.
Okay.
And that goes on to a billion yards of gel spun that I've got on the reel, so no matter what I hook, I'm not going to get spooled.
Gotcha.
They have integrated lines that are 30 feet of sinking line with the line without a knot or anything that integrates into the floating line, which is what we're using instead of the Slick Shooter, and that goes into the same kind of backing system. So it's basically you're using a full sink line. But I will say this, in the instance with, and I have this rod always rigged, we've got yellowfin around the water, a lot of them now, and I don't even care if they're small. We throw poppers to them. Because there is nothing better than throwing a popper out there. You guys know it from conventional, same kind of thing. But chugging a small popper through the water and watching a yellowfin. And what I love about it, for the most part, they don't come up and eat it. They leap out of the water and come down with their mouth open onto the fly. And you're like, oh, my God.
Cool.
You got to love
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and you know what? At that point, I don't care if it's a 5-pound fish. It's
no.
Like, did you see that? He ate it.
You hook a 10-pound yellowfin on a fly rod. Man, you've got
you're bent. You're bent.
Yeah, you have some fun.
And the real fun for us is, especially we like getting new people into it because we're using direct drive reels. So we don't tell them about that part that you have to get your hand off the handle really quick. And so we always get that, you know, oh yeah, that thing about the knuckle. Sorry.
Oh yeah. How's your knuckle? You have actually a spot left on that trip on Tuesday.
Yeah, we do have one spot. Yeah, at least Monday night.
For a fly fisherman or a convention fisherman?
It could be either way.
You can go either way.
Yeah, and if a
at least
fly
Monday night, it's a 2-day trip on the Fortune.
On the Fortune.
How fun.
Yeah.
That sounds
so if somebody
cool
wants to go, how do they, what do they do?
Contact me. Contact me or actually contact the landing or Bruce,
okay.
Whichever is the easier way.
You want to throw out a number?
Sure. My phone number is 818-601-9702.
One more time.
It's 818-601-9702.
Sounds like a fun time.
That totally sounds
yeah.
cool to me.
And as you hear, we have a great show lined up for you today, a fun time to talk about all kinds of fishing, and a big, big one coming up here right after the break.
You're not kidding. Yeah, just what a great time. What a great time of year. So much going on, so much fishing to talk about, and what a cool take on fishing. Today's show is going to be a blast, and if you want to join us, man, we'd love to hear from you. Phone lines are already packing up really full this morning, but there's going to be plenty of opportunities to get you through today. There's two ways you can reach us if you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup, and first is with our local line. That phone number is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. There's one line open right now at that number, that local line. Also, there is one toll-free that's still available. One toll-free number. That's 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Available right now if you want to get through and talk some fishing with us. And not only are we talking all kinds of fishing this morning, we've got a really cool prize and very fitting for this year and all the stuff that's going on. Thanks to our good friends up at AFTCO. One lucky caller is going to win an AFTCO all-weather fishing kite along with the AFTCO kite clip kit, courtesy of our friends at AFTCO.
How cool is that prize, huh?
Really, really cool prize, and what a great kite to get. The beauty of the AFTCO kite, too, the all-weather kite, and that's the thing that we all love so much about it, is if you don't go perfectly smooth and your kite dunks in the water with a lot of other kites in the market, you're done. You're done until that thing dries out. AFTCO kite, you shake it off, throw it right back up in the air, and it's flying again.
Yeah,
they're
it comes
awesome.
With multiple sparse flies in all kinds of weather conditions. It's a really, really great kite. And the clip kit.
Yeah,
great.
Awesome. Very, very cool. And thanks to our good friends at AFTCO and such good kite fishing this year. And what a great way if you haven't done it already to get yourself into it. And if you do, then you've got a really, you know, pretty seriously rad kite coming your way. So, again, thanks to our good friends up at AFTCO for that. Again, if you want to get your chance of winning that awesome prize, or better yet, your chance to talk some fishing with us, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great information coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Get it all at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. It's truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing had you covered with several boats, including the new Blackjack, perfect for 2 to 4 anglers, and the Impulse that will carry up to 6 anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, plus expert anglers on staff to help. They even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. The deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. When it comes to freshwater tackle, East County Bait and Tackle is the spot for a great day on the lake. The ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check DanaLanding.com for more details.
Doing business with the right company always pays off, and Jobsite Supply is that kind of company, selling commercial contractor supplies since 1987. Jobsite Supply specializes in the mechanical, electrical, and plumbing trades with lines like Louisville Ladders. Come see the full line of Louisville Ladders at Jobsite Supply. Plus, they have the exclusive logo lock system in-house, which allows them to take your company name and logo and embed it permanently into the fiberglass to deter theft and keep track of your ladders. Check JobsiteSupplyCo.com for more details.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 18 stores throughout Southern California and 3 in San Diego County. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find the location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
It's time to talk about great gear from Shimano, and while we're talking popper fishing, let's talk about the new Twin Power from Shimano, the Twin Power SW. It is some kind of spinning reel.
Unbelievable, yeah. I mean, it's basically taken all of the highest-end technology that was born from building Stella and put into a reel that, you know, that is a lot easier on the pocketbook to afford. It's an extremely high-end spinning reel, extremely high amounts of torque, which is the most important thing when we're talking spinning reels for popper, but at a price that we can afford.
It has X-Shield, it has X-Ship, it has X-Protection, It has a Hagen gear that provides power with cold forged drive gears. It is the super high-end spinning reel without the high-end price.
That's exactly what it is.
It's less than, I mean, even the bigger ones are, you know, around $600. But you're looking at a comparable seller, you're looking at $1,200 to $1,400.
You're
going to
spend for this reel what you're going to spend for a Trinidad or a Talica. I mean, that's kind of what it is. It's a high-end price for an extremely high-end reel, but it's not a crazy price.
Right, that's it. So check it out at your local Shimano dealer, the Twin Power Spinning SW from Shimano.
Cedro's Tackle has some great news. They are expanding to offer you new adventures to complement their fully outfitted tackle shop right on Cedro's Island. Cedro's Tackle will now offer kayak fishing and tours. The adventure includes deluxe accommodations in Cedro's Tackle's own brand new three-bedroom, two-bath cottage that provides all the comforts of home, yet gives each guest their own private space to rest after a long day of fishing and fun on Cedro's Island. The kayak adventures include the use of fully outfitted Hobie Outback Mirage Drive kayaks, perfect for fishing, spearfishing, snorkeling, and more. Your Cedro's Tackle kayak adventure includes transportation to a remote location, either by panga or truck. While you are out fishing, the crew will set up a relaxing day camp, including a barbecue lunch. Have the kayak adventure of a lifetime without the work. You just fish and enjoy. Cedro's Tackle can even take care of all your equipment. So for your next trip to Cedro's Island, try a kayak adventure with Omar, Jeff, and the gang at Cedro's Tackle. For more information or to help plan your trip, check the website at cedrostackle.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Yeah, indeed. Now we have, I'm going to call this probably one of the greatest feats in, one of the all-time greatest feats in fishing history. We have Matt Santora from Finbaum on the line. Good morning, Matt.
What's up, Matt?
Good morning, Matt. Let's see. There we, I got to get the right one. Okay.
There you
can you bring it up there, Matty?
Hey, can you hear me?
There it is.
Yeah,
all right,
sorry,
we got you now. I don't know what's going on my screen here, but it doesn't want to work. So, yes. So,
dude.
Tell us about
dude.
What was you probably it went viral, okay? And that is, Matt, tell us what you caught this past week.
Well, Wednesday caught a 662.2 pound blue marlin just off the coast in San Diego.
Okay, I was having lunch yesterday at the Blue Otter Grill in Shelter Island with my buddies. Looking at your boat, that's your boat, right? The Finbaum, we're looking right at it there?
Yep,
the well, it's a
21-foot
Wellcraft, right?
Yep.
And you caught that fish on that boat.
662-pound fish.
It's pretty ridiculous. I mean, I figured, hey, the fish doesn't know how big the boat is, but the angler sure does, and it sure makes it a lot harder. More fun for sure, but getting it on the, you know, hooking it was easy and all that stuff, getting to the boat, but getting it on the boat was the real, real challenge. I actually had to call in one of my marina mates. He literally just randomly bought a pulley system the night before. He was like, dude, I'll be right there. So we got it over. We figured out how to get it working and just – three guys hoisting this thing with pulleys just to drag it onto over the stern. I've got no swim step or anything. Right over, and then just when this thing starts sliding, all the weight just moves right down. The boat leans all the way over. You think you're just about to flip the boat, and then that's when the high five start. We just were all staring at each other. I mean, did this really happen? Is this fish really on the boat? And still, I had no idea how big it was. I mean, when I hooked it, it was just ripping line as fast as I could ever see it. And I was like, oh my God, this has got to be an 80 pound wahoo. I can't believe it's taking this much line. Then,
and the line doesn't stop.
The rod, yeah, I grab it. Dude, this thing is super heavy. I'm like, that's no wahoo. This thing's a marlin. Then, when it launches out of the water and starts tail walking for like 30 feet, I'm like, oh my God, this has got to be 350 pounds. So it was pretty intense. And I had my buddy Andy Vo driving. And we had our game plan, and we just going from freak out to, all right, let's get on our A game right now. Let's focus. You know, it was just back and forth the whole time, but it was all right. Let's clear this freaking spread and see if we can do this.
And I'll tell you, I've hooked blue marlin. I've been on boats that hooked blue marlin. It is no easy feat to keep. Oh. Number one, to keep a hook in a blue marlin.
Right.
And number two, to land a blue marlin. And especially one that's over 650 pounds. My gosh. It's quite a feat. So tell us about the tackle you had, and I gotta commend you, Matt, for being prepared. Because I'm gonna tell you, if I would have hooked that fish on what I'm trolling right now, I had no chance. So I went and bought some more line yesterday. I'm re-spooling everything on my boat after hearing your story.
Well, because like you said, I mean, typical Southern California, you know, local trolling gear is 50 pounds.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what you fish around here. You know, 40 pound, 50 pound, 60 pound, that's just what we troll. Because we don't catch 600 pounders 10 miles off the beach.
Exactly. So what were you trolling?
You know, it's interesting you guys bring all that up, because you guys are 1,000% right. You guys would be the guys to know. You guys are awesome. I was talking to a whole bunch of buddies locally, some guys up in Dana, Brett Crane, who poured the bait that I used, and Ryan Griffin up there, who works in Hawaii on some boats. Joe Thrasher works on some boats. A whole bunch of guys that do a lot of big, big, big game marlin fishing, Hawaii and wherever. You know, just asking, you know, wanting to learn, what do you guys use? And, of course, their fishery is completely different than ours. But, you know, what it really seems to boil down to is these guys will just eat anything, any sort of rope you want to tow behind there. It just doesn't matter. So I said, okay, well, I'll at least go 300 pounds. So I just went with a 300-pound leader, and I went straight to his bait. It's a 12-inch. And then it's green, as most of us love here. I had a hook lock. I stiff rigged it. I used 480-pound cable, and I just went to a 10L Mustad. Nothing too special, but you know, as I was doing it, I had my whole living. I mean, all last 2 weeks, the whole game plan changed from let's see where we can find patties to all right, the freezer's full. I've caught everything I want. I only want wahoo or marlin for the rest of the season. That's it. I don't care. I'll pass a patty all day long. And you know, this was the rig we were pulling, and I had another one on the other side, so two on the top, and kind of staggered a little bit. And then I had two marauders in the bottom, so I figured, okay, wahoo or marlin, and I'll be prepared.
Gee, unreal.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, you know, I figure have a little bit of extra power behind you, you know, spend a little bit of extra money, because I'd rather have that when this fish hits or whatever, than say, oh, man, that's so cool, I had 50-pound, and then it chased down to 30-pound, and that's what broke off.
Yeah, and then you have a fish of a lifetime like you had on the line there, and it's gone, and there's no history behind it. So the rod and reel, you were fishing 100, you were trolling 100-pound?
I was trolling 100-pound, 100-pound Jerry Brent Hollow. This actually is the first fish that this reel killed. I just got the reel fooled like 3 days ago.
Yeah, wow. And what kind of reel?
Talica 25-2.
Shimano, that's an awesome reel.
It is nuts, man. I got almost the whole fleet. The only one I don't have is the 50, and I love other reels too, but this guy is just, when I first got it, I didn't even know that, the drag was being pulled out. I'm like, oh crap, man, the drag's broken. I'm like, no, it's just that smooth. So.
So Matt, rumor has it that you're kind of a tackle junkie. Is that true?
Yeah, man. When I really kind of took this stuff more serious, I just started buying kind of everything I possibly could, trying it, and you know, I'm that guy that, you know, I know that I don't know everything, and I want to learn from people that are better than me. And you know, talking to guys like Ricky at the shop at Fisherman's, and you know, guys online that I meet that I know do way more than I'll ever do, you know, just try to stay open mind and learn about it, which kind of makes you buy everything and try everything, and you see what's stupid and what you think might work, and you see stuff that actually does work, and it's kind of cool. And to be honest with you, since I rigged this bait myself and took a lot of pride in doing so, right after we high-fived and everything, my first reaction was, I want to see that bait. I want to see how that performed. Were there any weak spots? Where exactly did it chafe? How exactly was the hook set? And that was really rewarding for me to get to see that firsthand in my own rig.
That's wow, it's incredible. So the largest fish, I'm going to guess, the largest blue marlin or the largest marlin weighed in since 1931 in Southern California, right?
Wow.
Absolutely. And, I mean, when I got there, you know, we were coming in and I'm passing the bait and I want to say what's up to the guys and show them. And all you see is this tail. And it actually ended up being a 4-foot wide tail.
Oh, my gosh.
Sticking up out of the stern of your boat, which it must have, how long, the fish must have been as long as the inside of your boat.
It was pretty intense. I mean, you know, I'm still tripping out of the whole thing, but the sight was me sitting on my leading post looking over, and me and Andy, we're just looking down and we're seeing this huge fish just stuck in the boat, and then you see this monster tail just flapped right over a little baby Yamaha 150 outboard.
That's such a rad story.
It just, it just looks like I'm using like a Shrek size, you know, Goliath rake, and the rake's just sitting pitched over the back of the boat. It's pretty nuts.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
right. How long on the fish? Was it 2.5 hours?
So here's what happened is we hooked it at 8:15. I immediately stared at my watch and saw, okay, 8:15, game on. And I got it actually to swivel in 2 hours. And I go, I'm looking at Andy. I'm like, dude, like, honestly, I'm just going to pull a little bit on this fish. I'm going to see how she reacts. But, you know, I honestly, the whole time, it's 350 pounds in my head because I thought that'd be the biggest fish we'd ever be able to catch here right now, or maybe 450, but that'd be insane. So I'm just like, all right, let's just see if she's ready. Let's see how hot she is. You know, I'd like to see what I can do on this safely and not get any of us hurt, not kill the boat, not flip us and all that stuff. So at 2 hours when I pulled on it, I mean, she was just ready to rip again. I mean, because she was just going aerial and jumping and sounding. And she went from just jump to sound in just a second, it seemed like. I mean, the rod tip was everywhere. Andy did an awesome job backing down the boat. We're just, as most of you fishermen know, you know, when you're in the heat of that moment, you're just screaming at each other commands back and forth, and many of them can switch from second to second because the fish changes its deal every 5 seconds. So, once we got it up there, there's no way that I felt safe. So I said, all right, I'm going to back the drag off 1 to 2 pounds, just enough to give her confidence to run again. Once she did that, she ran, sounded, jumped the whole nine. And then about 45 minutes to an hour later, got it to swivel again. I said, okay, let's try this one more time. And, you know, kind of getting her up, she kind of started turning, and she went belly, and then she went side, and belly and side. I go, this is the time. So we went up. She was, you know, once we kind of got up there and grabbed her, you could tell she was done, totally done. My opinion, more likely than not, if I'd released her, she would have just gone straight to the bottom in fish food. So, you know, just grab the bill. In one hand, my left hand, I've got my rod. In my right hand, I'm taking wrap over wrap over wrap, snugging down the bill. Once I got close enough, I just slammed it right on the bill, right hand on the bill, then slammed the left hand kind of, or the rod kind of just down to my side, grabbed the tail rope, threw it to Andy. Somehow, this guy's a stud, man. He got this on this little boat, and he's not a huge guy. He's leaning all the way over trying to tail wrap a 4-foot-wide tail. And he does it. He gets it on there. I'm like, is it locked to the cleat? He's like, yeah. I'm like, there's our first excitement of, oh, my God, we got a tail wrap. Then, you know, trying to kind of figure out how to dispatch this fish, you know, quickly, safely. You can't get through its head. You can't cut anything. You're not going to beat it with a bat. You know, it's too big. It's just the head is made of solid concrete almost.
It's a 600-pounder.
Trust me, I tried. I mean, I was hitting it with my bat's broken. It's just dented to nothing.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was pretty much that. And then, you know, try and gill it, bleed it. I can only imagine the loss. I don't know. I'm sure there's an expert, but 5-10 pounds of blood or something with how big the fish is.
Wow.
But, yeah, it just was a bleeder, which once I saw that, I'm like, oh, my God. I have personally seen 15 hammerheads this year.
Yeah.
I'm thinking we're next.
Old man in the sea next to us.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. That's the first thought I had. It's like, okay, here come the hammerheads, man. They're going to demolish this beautiful fish.
Yep, exactly. So, you know, that's where me and Andy somehow, amazingly, in the excitement, we had good communication. We're like, look, dude, if I'm down working, you look up, look for a fin. If you're down working, I'll look for a fin. So we kind of did that little deal, and it was like, all right. And he's like, should we gaff? And I'm like, I don't even know what we're going to do gaffing it. Just you grab the tail, I'll grab the bill. Let's just pick this little fish up. We don't know how heavy it is.
Totally see.
Let's just drag it aboard.
You know, none of us are Kona Blue Marlin guys. I mean, I'm sure you knew it was huge, but how do you judge what 300 pounds is from 400s? I can see that.
Oh my God. It was crazy. Yeah. We had no idea. So, once we even just tried to lift it, we're like, yeah, not even remotely close. So I was buddy boating with my marina mate, and he was like, I think it was like 5 miles away. So I go, dude, hey, you got to get over here, man. We got a big one. Do you have a swim step, a pulley system, a crane,
anything?
Massive islanders with you that can help me lift this?
A sky hook.
Yeah.
help me. Oh, so wow. He comes over. He's like, dude, you'll not believe it. I literally last night on a whim bought this badass pulley system. Let's try it. So we figured out how to rig it up real quick. His name was also Andy on the boat, the Old Soul. His dad had just randomly come down for a few days to go fishing with his son, and he got to see this and what's going on. So we just bumped the boats together. He jumped on. We figured it out. We dragged it on. We had to. The boat, the fish kept slipping off. It came on the transom and wanted to slip right off the freeboard. So we had to put a gaff in the back rod holder just to kind of guide the fish to get on the boat, not keep falling off. Once it slid on, the sheer weight of the thing just slid straight down. We start kind of freaking out a little bit, you know. I mean, I'm like, the tail's not even remotely in the boat, but the whole fish is. And it was just, like, insane.
You so, got it.
What a cool story,
it's aboard.
Man.
You're done. It's unbelievable. Oh. Matt, that is such an accomplishment. Congratulations to you and your partner there. 662, is that what you said?
662.2.
Okay. Unbelievable. A feat that may never be equaled in Southern California for another 75 or 80, 90 years, however that is. And, Matt, you have, of course, a company called Finbomb. You make all those stickers that we see at the various Lansing tackle stores, right?
Yeah, it actually turned from all making stickers to apparel. And San Diego, the you know, Hawaii, the whole rest of the country has really swarmed to and accepted it. And I'm so stoked. And hopefully this gives a little bit of a bump, a little bit of cred. You know, I, as an owner of a company, you try to kind of live the lifestyle you're preaching. And, you know, I'm out offshore once or twice a week just fishing, learning, trying to get better, trying to have another awesome adventure and try to help other people out with whatever they could need and hopefully do the same for me when I need it.
Well, congratulations, Matt Santora. Finbomb is the company, finbomb.com, right?
That's it, finbomb.com. And on Instagram, it's at Finbomb. Give us a follow.
All right.
Matt, way to go, bro.
Congratulations. Great feat. And I appreciate you joining us on Let's Talk Hookup this morning.
All right. Cool. With that, we're going to find out what's biting down in the Baja. It's time for the cast report. We got the man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours on the line. Buenos dias, cast man.
Good morning, cast man.
Hey, buenos dias, man. Wow, what a fish.
What a story,
crazy, huh?
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. That's a Cabo-style blue marlin fishing. Well, I'll tell you, it's amazing what's coming up north from the south.
Hey, they'd love to catch that fish in the Bisbee. Are you kidding me?
Oh, that'd just be worth a whole lot of money the last few years.
Yeah, put that one on ice and maybe they can sell it.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, the fishing down in Cabo remains about the same as the last probably 2 months. It's still quite a bit of tuna-up in the Sea of Cortez there, especially that Iman Bank area. They're still, you know, it's amazing why these tuna just hang around there. You know, of all the areas around southern Baja, here they got these tuna that have been there for about 2 months. And, you know, they're ranging anywhere on an average from 20 to 30, but they're also getting to 50, 60s. But, it's, you know, you kind of go there, put your bait in the water, and boom, hook up. So it's just kind of the honey hole. Also, the Wahoo slowed down this past week, as well as the Dorado. They're still getting some up around Vinarama. Not quite as hot as it had been the previous 2 weeks, but look for that to really increase as we get into October and November. And, of course, we've got our annual Wahoo Rumble down in San Jose del Cabo the 13th to the 17th of November. And anybody who wants to join me on that trip can give me a call. And it's a lot of fun, and we catch a lot of fish that time of year. Over in Mazatlan there, sailfish starting to come back in now, so look for that to get really good here as we get into October, November. That's usually the main sailfish body come in there. They are scratching a few Dorado over there. Down in Ixtapa Zihuatanejo, the billfish have been good for blue marlin and sails. It looks like that bite is really starting to turn on. And, of course, as we get into the winter, that particular area really, really gets good in the winter months, and something considering the guys that want to get away during the winter months when it's, you know, cold and rain, hopefully a lot of rain here in SoCal, so we need it, and that goes on. But the Valentine River has seen a pretty good increase there at the mouth for the roosters, big roosters, 40, 50, 60-pound fish, and good numbers, along with plenty of jacks to keep anglers busy throwing poppers and working that surf line there. It's just been really, really good, but that's a report for this week, Pete, and I just want to remind anglers, I still got a few spots left on our Christmas Island trip in May. Anybody wants to join you and I in that, give me a call. That's always a fabulous, fabulous trip, not only for, you know, big, big numbers of bonefish, but also a great offshore fishery there for, you know, tuna and wahoo.
And a great experience overall, too.
Exactly.
It's such an amazing experience.
Those big, giant trevally that are a lot of fun to catch on surface poppers. But Anyway, anybody wants to book a trip into Southern Baja, mainland Mexico, Central America, of course, Christmas Island, give us a call at Cast Tours at 800-593-6510. Check us out on the web at www.casttours.com. And, Pete, we're catching them here on the Sayusla. Kings are really in big time. We're averaging at least two salmon a day out here.
Nice. And, is even Harry Guaco catching them?
No, thank God he's out of town.
Oh, he's out of town. That's why they're biting.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Castman, keep getting them, and bring me a filet, and I'll talk to you next week.
All right, man.
All right, very
see you,
good.
Castman. Hey, let's jump right into the phones. They are packed up. Everybody's excited to talk to Michael. Why don't we start it off with Wyatt calling us from Long Beach. Wyatt, thanks for getting us started here in the phones this morning.
Morning, Wyatt.
Hello, guys.
What's up, Wyatt?
Yeah, hello. You guys were talking about fly rods earlier and you catching the tuna, and just wanted to know what was the most weight you could pull up with one of those.
It's a good question, Wyatt. What do you think,
Wyatt? Yeah, I don't know. The biggest tuna that I've ever taken on a fly rod is about 35 pounds. My friend got a world record albacore, was 43 pounds, and these are on 11-weight rods.
11, is that what you're fishing on the Fortune?
Yeah, we're always fishing 11. More the limiting factor, that's a really good question, because if we're fishing IGFA, the limiting factor is that IGFA doesn't recognize a tippet over 20-pound test. So that's what we're fishing. So think of your conventional gear, same kind of thing. You could have the best rod in the world, but if you're fishing 20-pound test, you're only going to put so much pressure on them. So that's
kind of where. Are you always fishing IGFA when you fish in the
summer? Yeah, you know, it's one of, I know other guys that'll go to 30-pound tippet because they want to get the bigger fish, and to us it's just been like more of a challenge, and you know, it's paid off. Like I said, we've had a number of world records. I even got one up on the CJ up on the Channel Islands, and it's fun. It's just a different thing to be doing it that way. But
and it's doable.
It's
especially
very,
when you have a 9-foot rod that bends like a fly rod.
Yeah, it's giving you enough cushion on that 20-pound test. So, you know, in answer to his question, I'm not sure. I mean, if you look at what's staggering to me, if you look at the world records on fly for yellowfin, we were like, when we've had some good runs here, we go, oh, we can do that. And then you look at the records, you go, oh, there's no way. It's like, I think at 4-pound test, they're already up to 20-pound fish.
Oh, my God.
And then you go from there, and there's some 60s and 70 and 80-pound fish that the guys have gotten on the fly. And it's like, wow.
Hey, Wyatt, have you ever fly fished before?
No.
Well, you should look up a local club, Long Beach area.
Yeah, if you're down in Long Beach Casting Club is just a great club. They teach down there. They've got the casting pond that does the whole thing. Downey Fly Fishers also in that area.
Yeah, so if you look them up on the web, they'll teach you for free. You go down and meet them on the weekend, and they'll teach you, right?
Yeah, definitely.
So check it out. You might get hooked. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls. We got catch reports coming up. All kinds of great stuff. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Do you like to fish? Have you ever seen the Eastern Sierra in the fall? Bishop has long been a great place to trout fish and experience the beauty of California's magnificent mountains. The Southwest Council Federation of Fly Fishers will be hosting the only on-the-water fly fishing fair in the western United States Friday, October 16th through Sunday, October 18th. Even if you have never fly fished before, everybody's invited. Best of all, you are just minutes away from fishable waters. There will be an exciting array of 80 seminars, events, and classes for beginner and experienced anglers. You can learn about fly tying, casting, and specific on-stream techniques. Get a first-hand look at local hotspots in Bishop with some of the area's top guides. Entry is just $15 for all 3 days, and you can register online now and secure the events that appeal to you at southwestcouncilfff.org. It's fun for the whole family, so make plans now, October 16th to the 18th. Check the website for lodging information, southwestcouncilfff.org. Have you checked out the giant Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay yet? It's hard to miss, right in the middle of Dana Landing, across from SeaWorld in Mission Bay. This massive 5,500 square foot location is loaded with Hobie Mirage Drive kayaks and all the accessories. They also have a great selection of Hobie clothing, stand-up paddle boards, paddles, and more. Check out the new model Hobie kayaks arriving daily and see the great deals on previous year's models. Even test a kayak or stand-up paddle board right out their back door on Mission Bay. When it comes to Hobie kayaks, no one does it better than the crew at Fast Lane Kayaks at Dana Landing across from SeaWorld in Mission Bay. Check FastLaneSailing.com.
Captains Mark Gillette and Chris Switzer want you to know now is the time to book your trips and charters aboard the Eclipse and Commander, the newest addition to their family. The 65-foot Commander is a super clean vessel that is low to the water, with RSW fish hold and spacious galley, perfect for 1 to 2 day trips from Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Come experience superior customer service, the finest fish handling, and quality food aboard the Commander, the same great service that has made the Eclipse one of the top boats in the fleet. Their slogan, "Compromise Elsewhere," says it all. The Eclipse is the whitest sport fisher in her class, offering plenty of room at the rail. The Eclipse from Seaforth Sport Fishing sets the standard in quality and style for your offshore trip from 1 to 3 days. Charters and open party trips are available now aboard the Commander, and a limited number of charters are available aboard the Eclipse. To secure your spot, call Eclipse Commander Sport Fishing at 619-995-6880 or book online at EclipseSportFishing.com or CommanderSportFishing.com.
Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades, with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. From a half-day trip on the Dolphin to overnight trips or a long-range adventure, you can count on Fisherman's Landing to deliver the best. Check the website for all that is going on or call Fisherman's Landing at 619-221-8500. Book now at fishermanslanding.com.
If you've heard the advice Scott Sherman from Fifth Avenue Insurance has given anglers over the past couple of years, you know there is much more to your boat insurance than just a low rate. Well, Fifth Avenue Insurance can not only find you the lowest rates on your boat insurance, they also make sure the coverage you get meets all your needs. What if you had an accident with the boat and found out you didn't have proper coverage? Well, that just won't happen when you insure with Fifth Avenue Insurance. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Fifth Avenue Insurance, 619-640-3130, or check the number 5-THAVEINS.com.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
XSRS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
You are listening to the home of the Aztecs.
He's gone. Touchdown, Aztecs.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, we're talking fishing, fly fishing with Michael Schreit, who's the president of the Federation of Fly Fishers Southwest Council. So, Federation of Fly Fishers is the general group, right?
That's our parent group.
Parent group.
And there's 17 councils, so we're one of the councils in the United States.
And these are all across the United States.
All across the United States.
Yeah. So how would the Southwest Council rate as far as size and participation compared to, say, the East Coast?
We try to make them manageable, because I'm trying to deal with the clubs or retailers that are in the area, or anybody. You're trying to have that connection. The ones that I feel really bad for, we have two councils, the Eastern Rocky Mountain Council and the Western Rocky Mountain Council, and these guys are basically going from, like, Canada down almost to Texas, and it's like, good luck connecting up with people. So that we have a lot of work to do in trying to get more, to get that down to a state level.
Yeah. Now, you're from Van Nuys, one of the great fly fishing stores in Southern California, is Fisherman's Spot, right?
Yep.
And the guys do a really good job out there.
Mm-hmm.
If people are in the Los Angeles area, that would be a good place to go and say, hey, I want to learn fly fishing. I want to go.
Correct.
With the clubs and such.
Yeah, they teach on their own, too. And we've got a good, really good relationship with the retailers, especially in Southern California, like Marriott's in Fullerton, and the Spot up in Van Nuys. We all do different things together. They're at our events, we're at their events. People come, and with the clubs teach them, and they're like, where do I go buy gear? Go over to these stores, get it from there. Yeah. And the nice thing is, with any of this stuff that we always encourage people, it's a funny thing. Gee, I'm not a joiner. I don't want to be in a club. Okay, but if you're in a club, then it's easier, because somebody says, hey, I'm going up and I'm going to go fish the San Gabriel. Well, I've never fished that before. Well, come with me. Well, I've never fished the surf. Well, come with me. And it's easier to get kind of into that network of that there's all this free teaching going on. So you pick that up.
That's what's nice about it. It's a real camaraderie.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah.
So it's cool. All right, let's go ahead and jump back into the phones, Rick.
You got it. How about we talk to Cliff calling us from Lakewood this morning? What's up, Cliff? Welcome to the show.
Hey, Cliff. How you doing?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Great.
I was wondering, you know the tippet and you tie a fly line on there? You don't have much room, I guess, for tying knots. What kind of knot do you use so you don't have to keep on buying more tippet every time?
Well, it depends on how you're rigging it. Boy, you're going to get me on that one. I am really bad at knots. I know how to tie my knots, and it's like people go, what kind of knot is that? It's the knot that I use. There's like turtle knots and overhands and or whatever. I mean, like I said, I'm really bad at the knots. But typically, if you're talking like freshwater fishing, you've got your leader, your tapered leader that you buy, and then we put on to that like maybe 18 inches, 2 feet of tippet, and so you keep cutting that down to put on flies. And so when you get down to where it's short, you just cut that off and put on another 2 feet of tippet, and you're keeping your tapered leader. So
what are you tying connecting your tippet? What kind of knot?
For me, I'm tying, boy, like I said, you're going to get me on this.
Surgeon knot? Triple surgeon?
Yeah, triple surgeon is fine for that.
It works fine.
Yeah.
Because you're fishing light tackle,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's about as simple a knot as you can do.
I mean, like any sport, there are guys that are totally into knots. There's a guy that's going to be on the Fortune trip, my friend Colin, that Colin will be happy to teach you how to tie biminis in 2-pound tests that don't curl up, you know, because he's totally into the knots. Yeah.
Yeah. And there's guys, you know, but fly fishing is just as simple as conventional fishing when it comes to knot. It's as simple or as complex as you want to make
it. Right. Yeah, you don't need to overcomplicate it. I mean, we use a loop occasionally. I like to use a loop on any streamer because it makes the fly have a freer action when you're stripping it back. But the rest of the time, yeah, they're just real simple knots.
One of the greatest tools in the world, and you know exactly what I'm talking about, that is made for fly fishermen, but you use it a lot in the tackle store. I have two or three of them. Is the, what do they call it? The knot, the nail knot
what it's
tie.
Called.
Yeah.
It's called
that's
a nail
exactly,
knot.
Yeah, that's what
right.
we call it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, those
that
are great.
Tool is an indispensable tool for people.
Sure.
To tie a nail knot, which is not an easy knot to tie, but it makes it an easy knot to tie. And it was invented by fly fishing
guys. And I'll say there is a book out there that, I wish I could tell you how to get it because it's family owned, but they do sell it. There's a man that passed away a number of years ago named Bill Nash, and he did this whole thing. He was in I don't know what his background is, but he would test knots and go through this whole thing with triple surgeon, double surgeon. You know, how many turns on this kind of knot? Does it make any difference? And he even explored fluorocarbon to mono and did all this thing. Anyway, he's got a book out with DVDs that shows you how to tie, and it's not just fly fishing. I mean, it's basically any knots. And he's tested them all. And really sorry to lose this guy, but the book is outstanding with the DVDs, and it teaches you any knot out there.
Can you find the book?
You can find the book. If you Google Bill Nash knot book, I'm not sure if it's an Amazon book or anything like that, but the family sells it, and you can get it.
There you go.
That's awesome.
Cliff, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. At the fly fishing fair, speaking of knots, if you're coming into Bishop there in the middle of October, are there going to be knot seminars?
There's actually
will teach you?
Yeah, there's a great class. There's one of our he's a guide up in the Central Valley, Rick Mazira, who's coming, and he's teaching a class called Rigging for Nymphing Situations, because with trout fishing, you're doing a lot of below the surface, which is nymphing, when you're fishing on the bottom. And there's a lot of people that are using 2 and 3 fly rigs sometimes to swing through. He's doing a class on the knots and the rigging for those situations. So when you are fishing 3 flies, it's like anything else. It's kind of like when you're fishing for mackerel with the jigs and you come up and that thing got all knotted up. You're like, ugh.
Yeah.
With 3 flies, you can have the same thing happen. So he's showing you how to rig these so that the flies stay away from each
other. Boy, I'd like to see that one.
Yeah, that's a really good thing to be doing.
That's a really good one. Because pretty much when you're fishing in the Sierras, when you're nymphing in the Sierras, you're at least going with 2 flies.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
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 So for trout. And then you utilize those techniques. Here's the cool thing about learning to fly fish in the Sierras. It's a challenging place to catch trout because of the pressure. You go to a place out of the world of high-density population, like Alaska or Montana or Wyoming or something, and you utilize these techniques that you learn here, man, you just slam.
Yeah. No,
I mean, it's just they just
It all translates over. Yeah,
yeah.
I want to hear more about this 3 or 4 fly cod drop for trout thing.
I know
my gannon of flies. Now you're speaking my language. Now I'm in.
That's it.
Four at a time
for sure.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more. Let's Talk Hookup. More of your phone calls. More catch reports. Another full hour. We're having a great time. Will you stay tuned? It's Let's Talk Hookup. Mighty 1090.
If you are ready to experience a real Alaska fishing adventure, check out Whaler's Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. The calm waters around Whaler's Cove are 100 miles from any large towns, so you will enjoy a wilderness adventure without any crowds. Whaler's Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there is no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Whaler's Cove also offers fantastic freshwater fishing in wilderness streams for wild salmon and trout. The Whaler's Cove experience will fulfill your wildest Alaska dreams on the calm water of the Inside Passage or on a spectacular stream. It's your choice every day at the Whaler's Cove Lodge. After fishing, you will dine on fabulous meals created daily by the Whaler's Cove chefs and relax in your comfortable room or cabin. Learn more about this exciting Alaska destination on their website at whalerscovelodge.com or call 800-423-3123. Whaler's Cove Lodge, a real Alaskan fishing adventure.
The Sport Fishing Association of California is taking a leadership role to broaden the fishing opportunities for Southern California anglers. And Saturday, October 3rd, Pete Gray will be traveling to Ensenada, Mexico with the president of SAC, Captain Ken Frankie, and his staff to host a very important live broadcast from Hotel Corral and Resort in Ensenada. The broadcast will feature some key personnel from Mexico Fisheries and help strengthen the ties with the sport fishing fleet in Southern California and Mexico. They will also discuss the great fishing opportunities available in Ensenada. SAC's mission is to promote tourism through marine recreation and educational activities while protecting ocean resources. By working together with Mexico, we can show our care for the resources both at home and across the border, and our desire to take an active role to help protect the future of our fisheries. So mark your calendar for Saturday, October 3rd, a very special live broadcast from Ensenada, Mexico, with the Sport Fishing Association of California. Check California Sport Fishing for more information.
Your hook is one of the most important parts of your fishing tackle, and that is why you should use the hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation. Gamakatsu. As Japan's leading hook manufacturer and growing at an amazing pace, Gamakatsu is responsible for introducing a unique tempering process to give Gamakatsu hooks superior strength and durability. Plus, the conically needle-honed points stay sharp. Gamakatsu offers a hook for every fishing situation, including the finest one-piece ringed hooks, light wire, standard, and heavy-duty live bait hooks, and the popular Nautilus circle hooks. Get Gamakatsu hooks at your favorite tackle store and stay connected to that fish of a lifetime.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh, rush!
San Diego's sports leader, the mighty 1090.
This is Greg Stotespray from AFCO. For over 20 years, AFCO has been known for its traditional fishing shorts. We now will also be known for our new line of next generation fishing and board shorts. Our new M82 tactical fishing shorts feature quick dry, high tech, two way stretch fabric, zipper fly, six functional pockets, plus pliers pocket, sublimated camo print, and our DWR finish so your shorts don't get stained. Also new to the AFCO line are the M25 Stingray board shorts. The Stingray board shorts feature new, quick-dry, four-way mind stretch fabric, modern zipper fly, two technical high-cargo pockets with inverted zippers, silicone-printed draw cords, along with our DWR finish to repel stains. Both shorts are new to the AFCO line and come in a variety of colors and sizes. These technically advanced fishing and board shorts continue AFCO's long tradition of providing the world's finest fishing and board shorts. Check them out today at better shops everywhere.
The summer fishing season this year was nothing short of incredible, and everyone I talk to is expecting continued success well into the fall season. Your San Diego County Ford dealers are having a remarkable summer too, with no sign of slowing down. They continue to hook people up with a great selection of models that offer outstanding MPG and advanced technology, like the fun-to-drive Focus and the popular Fusion, available as a hybrid or a plug-in hybrid. Ford also has an impressive list of SUVs, like Escape, Edge, Explorer, and Expedition. Well, no matter what you need, Ford has an SUV for you. And for serious fishermen that have boats to haul and gear to move, you can't beat the Ford F-150. It's not only stronger than ever, it's 700 pounds lighter, so it's faster and more efficient. Bottom line, Ford cars and trucks and SUVs are built for San Diego. Stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
What a tuna and yellowtail season last year. Many say the best in 30 years. Could this season be even better? Don't be caught without the right gear. Now is the time to stock up on the trolling lure that proved to be the best. X-Rap Magnum by Rapala.
Puma.
Every X-Wrap Magnum runs perfect right out of the box. They all have extreme action and a controlled deep diving aggressive swimming motion. The large diving lip partners with premium BMC hooks and an irresistible rattle. The X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala can be trolled at high speeds without rolling or kicking out at depths to 15 feet. Bottom line, the X-Wrap Magnum is the ultimate trolling lure for Southern California and Baja saltwater fishing. With a textured translucent body, internal holographic foil, and 3D holographic eye, X-Wrap Magnums are irresistible to saltwater game fish. Available in a variety of colors and sizes. No matter what you choose, the fish can't resist X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Ask your local tackle dealer which is the hottest color and size and start catching more fish. See the entire line at Rapala.com.